Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. There are fears all 64 people on an American Airlines plane that collided with an army helicopter are dead in what could be the worst American plane disaster in almost 25 years. At least 28 bodies have been taken from the icy water in the Potomac River next to the Ronald Reagan National Airport near Washington. Authorities say the plane had 60 passengers and 4 airline workers, and there were 3 soldiers on the helicopter. Washington Fire Chief John Donnelly says they are not expecting to find any of these people alive.
Despite all those efforts, we are now at a point where we are switching from a rescue operation to a recovery operation. At this point, we don't believe there are any survivors from this accident.
A French man convicted of drugging and raping his unconscious wife and helping other men do the same is now a suspect in unrelated cases of assault and murder. French authorities say Dominique Pellicot has been questioned by a judge who works on unsolved cases. One of these cases was a female property agent who was killed in Paris in December 1991. The second case is an attempted armed rape of another property agent in a Paris suburb in May 1999. Pellicot's lawyer, Beatrice Zavaro, says Pellicot says he did not kill the first woman, but he did meet the second woman and try to take her clothes off.
Sur l'agent immobilière de Villeparisis, c'est une reconnaissance très partielle.
Regarding the estate agent, he's only partially admitted to being involved after he was first interrogated by the police and then changed his version somewhat in October 2022.
The Prime Minister has criticised the opposition leader for saying he has not done enough to stop attacks against the Jewish community in Australia. Peter Dutton told the media he is not surprised there have been more of these attacks because Anthony Albanese was not strong enough on this issue. But Mr. Albanese says he is letting Australia's police and security agencies do their jobs.
This is a time for unity and for the country to come together against these atrocities and this appalling acts. Not a time to look for political partisanship or to make political points.
Australians are being asked not to drink alcohol before swimming in the ocean, with new research showing a quarter of people who have drowned in Australia had drunk alcohol before swimming. Swimming Australia is trying to educate Australians with a new campaign. Celebrities from the TV program Bondi Rescue are helping to explain the risk of swimming after drinking alcohol. Bondi Rescue lifeguard Anthony Carroll says people need to learn how to be safe around the water.
We are so lucky in this beautiful land that our coastlines just offer such a beautiful water place and everyone wants to jump in. What I find quite difficult for me is so many people want to drink and dive. That is so dangerous. All the people that I have rescued in my lifetime, that would equate to probably 2,000 people that have been intoxicated.
To sport, and in cricket news, Australia is in a strong position after the first day of the Women's Ashes Test against England at the Melbourne Cricket Ground. After bowling England out for 170, Australia is just 114 runs behind England with 9 wickets remaining. Victorian-born Alana King helped to achieve that result.
Pretty cool. Loved playing at the MCG and played a few games here. And yeah, it's home for me, and loved playing Test cricket, and to bowl a whole session was pretty cool. Can't get much better than that.
And that is SBS News in easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi.